Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, the church has, in a great way, it incarnated itself for the modern era. And so, you know, living in an age when people were saying, does the gospel make logical, rational sense? So people, they answer that question. Here's how the gospel makes logical, rational sense. But now people are asking different questions, you know? So the question now isn't, does it make logical, rational sense? It's, does it work in real life? And so if the people around you, if your neighbors are saying, does it work, does your gospel work in real life? And your answer is, yes, it makes logical, rational sense. We're not scratching where people are itching. Mm. And so that's kind of, postmodern is kind of this overarching term to refer to just kind of the way things are now, which increasingly seems to be pretty different than how it's been for about 400 years, at least in the West.
I'd imagine, Don, that it's tempting because of how intellectualism has been held so high that it would be tempting to think, if I could just engage them on an intellectual level or, you know, engage and connect on current social issues, then that's my ace in the hole. I will reach them. And I think while it's important to be able to talk on those levels, we can't save another person. And you identified that in the book, that there is a certain mystery. There is the God factor in all this. So speak to that.
Yeah, and there's two elements there. So one is, you know, for me, I was trained in evangelism, you know, C.S. Lewis, Lord, Liar, Lunatic, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Josh McDowell. So I had these tools. I had been trained. You reach this place of realization, I think two things that you realize. One is, I'm like really well trained to answer questions people aren't asking anymore.
Wow.
So there's just this humility. Now, some people are. We're still in an era where there are modern tendencies as well. So we don't get to ditch C.S. Lewis and McDowell. But there is this humility of going, I don't get to do evangelism on my terms because I'm already trained. I've already got this memorized. And then the other realization that you refer to is that the way that the Gospels talk about Jesus and about what he's doing, you realize God is the author of salvation. That there's this bigger thing going on, that God is the one doing it. It's that conversion isn't just intellectual or psychological, but it's bone deep mysterious.
Mm.
And that is frustrating on the one hand, because if conversion were merely psychological, you know, the sum total of what you think and feel, then I can manipulate your thoughts and feelings to cause you to become a Christian. But it's so freeing to realize, no, I can't do that. You know, that people are deeper than that, more is going on, that with a lot of people, even if their leading thing with me is a question, like an intellectual question, that's actually not what's going on in their heart, probably. They're probably carrying around a lot of church hurt inside of them. And I have to deal with that rather than just swiftly dealing with their question and feeling that I'm done for the day.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.